Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz. I would like to start by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation on which this podcast is recorded as the traditional custodians of this land and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. And as this podcast is dedicated to the wisdom and knowledge of motherhood, I would like to acknowledge the mothers of this land, the elders, their wisdom, their knowing, and my own elders and teachers. Welcome back, everyone. On the 22nd of July, 2014, I registered my very first website, wanting to start sharing my story, my research and insights into motherhood, which means it has now been 9 years of creating content and for most of that time, creating podcasts, both in this podcast and a previous incarnation, sharing stories of motherhood and matrescence from all over the globe. And so I think we often don't pause and celebrate enough in our current culture. And I also know that we have so much knowledge hidden in the archives of this podcast. And so in recognition of that, the team and I are going to be bringing you some micro matrescence moments over the next few weeks, highlights and insights from some of our episodes that you can listen to. And if you want to go deeper, pop into the show notes and see which episode to go back to and listen. Thank you for being here, perhaps for the last 9 years or just for the last few minutes. This is how we change the way we support mothers.
In today's episode, I talk to Erin Reganzani, a mind detox therapist and creator of the program Mummy Mind Detox, which is based in Melbourne. She's a mama of one with another one on the way. She shares with us now what mind detox is and how we can all start to become more aware of that voice and how we can turn it around even in the middle of the chaos. And what about in your own motherhood journey? You had all of this experience and understanding of the tools around how we can work with that voice in our head. And then, of course, motherhood comes along. And I know in my own experience, I knew it all in theory, but there is nothing like putting it into practice in your own life when those babies come along and throw all those unpredictable things at you.
100%. And I felt so much pressure, I suppose, and it was pressure I was putting on myself, definitely, to be this calm mum all the time. And then reality hit and it just wasn't happening. And I had that voice in my head. I had maternal health nurses whispering in my ear and, you know, the opinions of other people. And it was easy to get caught up in it. And that's when I had to bring myself back and coach myself ultimately and put everything into perspective. And, you know, there are definitely times when I slip up, even now, you know, year on, but that's life. And it's okay. It's a-okay to do that.
What do you think it is about those early months and years of parenthood that really make it so hard for us to stay connected to a positive mindset and to back ourselves and believe in ourselves and have all of that strength?
I think it is the distractions. You know, we've gotten so confused because there are so many things that we can read and so many so much advice that we get given, and it's so easy to get muddled up and just forget about our intuition. And I really do believe that if we just come back to that, what feels good to you, what feels right for you, you know, the first few months of motherhood for me, I really struggled with my milk supply coming in. And, you know, so many people were giving their advice and I knew what I needed to do, but I was just so scared because of the judgment. But again, it was, I was placing that upon myself and I was putting myself in, you know, the chat groups on Facebook and things like that where it did get confusing. And so I made a conscious effort to step away from all of that.
Talk to us a little bit about mind detox therapy.
It's a type of therapy that helps you get to the root of a problem. So a limiting belief more specifically. So the things that we tell ourselves over and over again, you know, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I'm not cut out for this, all those things that cause the self-doubt and cause the fear and cause all those negative emotions. Through mind detox, you get to the root of it and you create a new belief, a new positive belief, and you embed that in your subconscious because our subconscious is so powerful and that's what's driving us 24/7, these beliefs that we have from all these years ago when we were kids and we're carrying them around as adults. And consciously, we can't identify that that's what's going on sometimes. So mind detox gets to the root of that.
In my experience working with mamas and that voice that is constantly running in the background of our lives,
yep.
So many of us aren't even aware that it's there.
We're
not even aware of how it sabotages us or what it's telling us. You know, I've spoken to women who have said, oh, no, I don't think I've got one of those. And then a few weeks later after we've been, you know, trying to really listen and connect and be aware of that in the back of our minds all the time, they're, wow, that is vicious. And I didn't even know it was there. The biggest hurdle I have found is to actually start becoming aware that there's something there, like a static on a radio station in between channels that's just constantly in the background of your life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. We've had it since we were young, so we're so used to it being there that it just feels normal. We don't even realise it's there anymore, exactly.
And I find that mamahood, like so many parts of our lives, is the best, or perhaps the worst, accelerator of this. There is nothing more that the ego or the inner mean mama voice, as I like to call it, loves than an exhausted mama who is dealing with a sick child and who is also behind in paying the bills and also has a mother-in-law coming to visit tomorrow.
Day to day, it's identifying what your triggers are. So in those moments where something happens and you react, you're reacting because of a belief that you have. So, for example, someone cuts you off in traffic, you get angry. Why are you angry? Have a look at what's the emotion that the trigger's brought up for you. And if you think about it, how can you take responsibility for how you're feeling? So, you know, someone's cut you off in traffic, you feel angry. Maybe it is because you feel like that person doesn't respect you and the belief is no one cares. So when you bring it back to those sorts of things, how can you then look at it from a different angle? So how can you get some perspective on it? Yes, that person's cut you off in traffic. Maybe they didn't see you. Maybe they're in a hurry to get to the hospital because someone's sick. You don't know what their story is. You've got to have faith. You've got to have faith in the world rather than looking at it in a negative way. A big one for me, a massive trigger, I suppose, and I'm sure all mums can relate to this one, was, you know, your baby's meant to be asleep. It's crying. It's not settling. You're getting frustrated. Why are you getting frustrated? What's really going on for you? How's it making you feel that your baby's not doing what you want it to be doing? I always say to take a step back, you know, in those particular moments where you do feel solely responsible. How can you take a step back, whether it is, you know, shutting the door and going into your bedroom and taking a breath and just putting it into perspective. How am I feeling? Why am I feeling like that? How can I change my perspective on this?
How do you stop that? I call it like the spiral. You dive down into the rabbit hole of negativity. How do you make sure that when you ask yourself that question, you're not just going in deeper?
I guess that for me, what works is reminding myself that this will pass. What's happening right now is just a moment and it's going to pass. And thinking about the good side, you know, I recommend to mums having a photo, you know, if their escape place is their bedroom and that's where they want to go to take their breath, have a photo of your baby happy so that you can remind yourself that this is just, you know, whatever's going on, maybe they're hot, maybe they're cold, maybe nothing's wrong and they just need a second to cry it out, whatever it is. That's not how they are all the time, and I'm doing the best I can.
And so if you could go back and tell yourself one thing before you started this mamahood journey, what would it be?
It would be to believe them when they say that time flies.
Because oh, beautiful.
People would say, oh, you know, appreciate the moments because they just fly by in the blink of an eye. And, you know, I don't even know where this last year's gone. And I really wish that I had have cherished the cuddles a bit more because now my 1-year-old doesn't really enjoy cuddling. She doesn't enjoy sitting still at all. Really enjoy it. Enjoy every part of it, the highs and the lows. Just understand that it's all just part of the journey.
Thank you for being a part of this movement and for listening to these amazing insights and stories of matrescence from mothers and experts around the world. Please know that you can be a part of this revolution by being a part of our Mama Rising Coaching Certification, which is open now and we start in September. Find out all the details by going to mamarising.net. And thank you again for being here. See you next time.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.